Welcome back to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is time to check in with our friends at Lutheran Senior Services. Joining us by phone this morning, Jane Wilkie. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Andy. Welcome back from your vacation.
Well, thank you. It was nice to have some time away and spend some time with family, visiting family. I don't get to see my in-laws very often, but they are wonderful family, and they live in Florida, and so it's convenient. We get to go visit them in Florida and spend some time at the beach as well.
So bonus. That's yeah. The bonus. Well, while we were offline before coming on the air, you were asking how my time in Minnesota was, and I was jokingly telling you that it doesn't seem like it's much different because we are up and at it and around so much. I'm here a week, and then I'm gone, and then I'm here a week, and I'm gone. So it's really been a very active fall and 6 weeks or so since my retirement. And just this past weekend, I had the wonderful opportunity, Andy, while you were just coming back from your vacation, I headed out to Baltimore and was blessed to have been asked to be a keynote for a women's leadership conference that was put on by Wellspring Ministries, which is a ministry of the Southeastern District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. It was hosted at St. Andrew Lutheran Church in Silver Spring, Maryland. And the reason I bring this up is because at lunchtime, a woman came up to me. Everyone was absolutely lovely and came up to me and asked if I was with the Lutheran Senior Services that put out Engaging the Aging. So here I was in Baltimore and hearing about our quarterly newsletter, Engaging the Aging. She's a parish nurse. Her name is Marilee, and she's a parish nurse at St. Andrew. And she was asking because she wanted to get a bulk subscription. That's how much she felt that it was a blessing to people. So I thought, well, if a parish nurse in Silver Spring, Maryland thinks this is a great resource, I'm going to talk about it one more time on the air because the newest issue, the fall 2015 issue, just came out. And I thought I would just kind of go over it and then also let people know if they are not already on our mailing list or are not receiving it electronically, how they might do that.
Absolutely, so, yeah.
So Engaging the Aging is a quarterly newsletter, and there are two ways that you can receive it. As I mentioned, you can receive it in the mail, and it is free. You do not have to pay anything for it. All you have to do is let us know that you would like to receive it, and I'll chat with a little bit about how to sign up for that in a moment. Or you can receive it electronically as a PDF. And there's also on our website an archive of past issues. But the entire purpose behind Engaging the Aging is for those, the reason it was developed in the first place is for those congregations who want to focus on a ministry to the aging. As we know, in our entire society, we are in what many people are calling the age wave. There's probably many names for it, but every day we have more and more people reaching 65, and that baby boom generation, of which I am one, is aging. And so as our congregations age, the question that Reverend Walt Shadle, who is the Director of Church Relations for Lutheran Senior Services, the question that Reverend Shadle poses in this newsletter is your congregation ministering, and how is your congregation ministering to meet some of the needs of the aging? So obviously, the aging opportunity that we all age, we all know that, and the opportunity comes to do a lot of intergenerational ministries. But he really feels that having an understanding of some of the things that go along with aging helps and equips you also to minister to the aging in your congregation. So he puts together this newsletter, and typically it has a couple of different features in it. The cover article, Walt's Words, talks about ministry in general. In the inside, he poses some ideas for framing your ministry, and then he also, each issue, he reviews at least three different books that are written that might equip you with an understanding for the aging. This particular issue, for example, he is reviewing the book Seasons of Caring by Clergy Against Alzheimer's Network and 18 contributors, a checklist for family caregivers It's actually written and produced by AARP. It's a checklist, a practical step-by-step workbook that kind of helps people that are in that situation in their lives. And then there's also another one called The Theft of Memory. And it is written by a gentleman who lets the reader hear his confession and his thoughts and reflections on his relationship with his father, who was a renowned neurologist and psychiatrist who then went through Alzheimer's. So some of these feature, as you can tell, these books are not necessarily about ministry to the aging, but these books would be books, as this parish nurse pointed out, that are that you can get a hold of that help you understand the walk that all of us go through, whether we are aging ourselves, whether we are ministering to the aging, whether we have someone in our family who is aging. And then there are just some other helpful tips that Reverend Chatel puts out every single, I was going to say month, but every single issue, a quarterly issue. And if you are interested in looking into this and seeing this, you can look online and find features. So I'll walk the readers through that as well. And that's also where you can sign up to receive issues. So if you go to lssliving.org, that is the Lutheran Senior Services website. That, once again, is lssliving.org. When you get there, across the tab, you are going to see some different tabs that you could click on. And you can actually get to the resources by clicking any tab on the front page. But I'm going to just focus on, there's one tab called the news blog. And if you focus on the news blog and you click on that in our website, it will take you to the blog, and there, just as a side note, you can read about some of the things that are happening at Lutheran Senior Services. The lead story right now is Volunteer Profile, talking about our volunteers at the ice cream shop at Laclee Groves, just in case you want to read about some of the volunteers and partners that we have. But then at the bottom tab, then you will see actually a brown tab called Resources on the left-hand side. And when you click the Resources tab, it will take you to a page at the of resources that are available. At the very bottom, there's Engaging the Aging newsletter. So you click on that. And you can click there to see the most recent. Actually, it, as of yesterday, was not the most recent, so I've asked them to put that up. But you'll see the most recent Engaging the Aging newsletter, and then you can click to actually receive a copy. You can click and you can put your information down for your email to receive it via email, or you can also click or enter your mailing address if you prefer to have it mailed to you. So I would encourage anyone and everyone who is in the ministry to the aging population to take advantage of this free resource from Lutheran Senior Services called Engaging the Aging.
Very good. Very good. That is, I've enjoyed talking with Pastor Walt Chatel before. He always has something encouraging to say to us, regardless of our age, but certainly things that are key to those who are aging. I guess we're all aging, aren't we?
Well, we are all aging, and the alternative is a lot different. we would be aging forever, those of us who are believers in Christ, if we weren't aging here on earth. And I guess maybe we won't even be called aging forever if when we reach our eternity in heaven. But there's one more thing I wanted to point out, and that was the book that's at the very front, on the very front, and it's called Passing on Your Faith, Families and Faith. And I did want to give that word of encouragement to all of us aging pilgrims. That's what Reverend Chatel calls us, the aging pilgrims. And, you know, it really is that whole opportunity that we have, that we can pass on the faith to the future generations. You think about in Deuteronomy 6, we are encouraged to do that. We are encouraged to do that in our daily life, because we can be those elders. We can be those that are passing on the stories. My sister was telling me yesterday about an opportunity she is taking advantage of in her Lutheran church. There is a program that is going on, a six-week program called Your Place by the Fire, which is taking the model of those elders of Native Americans that would sit around the fire and pass on their stories, and taking that and taking it to the step of those of us with our Christian faith, and how we have the opportunity in our lives, no matter how old we are, to be those mentors and those elders that are passing on the faith stories to others. And I just wanted to close this morning with the prayer called an engaging prayer that Reverend Chadle has added to the back page of Engaging the Aging. And it says, O God, in holy baptism, you marked us with the sign of the cross and made us your children and heirs of eternal life. You made us members of your family and called us to minister to one another. You have said that the glory of the young is their strength, and the glory of the elderly is their experiences. Your call is clear. Older adults are to tell their children and grandchildren about the wonderful things God has done for them. Help us to create an environment where love and care and concern and service prevail among all ages. In the name of Jesus, our Savior and Lord, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Jane. It's always encouraging to have the time with you to talk about what's going on at Lutheran Senior Services, but also that encouragement from God's Word, especially the work that the Pastor Chadle does as well to encourage all of us, and including our seniors, in God's Word.
And I will see you in studio next week, Andy. I'll be coming to St. Louis for the Lutheran Prayer Breakfast, which, by the way, I can mention to the listeners, because mm-hmm. we've been talking about the last couple of weeks, we have about 415 people registered that will be blessed through Pastor Seltz, Speaker of the Lutheran Hour, who will be speaking on the Lord's Prayer.
Very good. Yep, that's coming up next Wednesday. Can we still get tickets for that?
Yes, we did put yesterday as the deadline, but a little secret would be that if there is anybody out there still wanting a ticket, $25, they can call Sue at 314-262-8217. 314-262-8217. By tomorrow, we want to have final numbers, but mm-hmm. you could sneak in some tickets today.
Well, thanks so much, Jane, for your time, and looking forward to seeing you in studio next week.
Sounds good.
God's blessing. Safe travels.
Thank you, Andy.
Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading. Today, we'll study with Pastor Mittelstadt from St. James Lutheran Church in St. James, New York. You're listening to His Time.